There is more to me, Queen Eliara of Elfgard, than my elven magic. Just as there's more to Geico than saving you money, Geico also gives you 24/7 access to licensed agents online, on the phone, or on the Geico app. And while I am a mighty elf queen, I am also a mighty big fan of barbecue potato chips. Minions! More smoky mesquite!
Geico. Expect great savings and a whole lot more.
Welcome to Blog Talk Radio in high fidelity.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Doing It Bubba Style, the number one rated internationally syndicated motorsports podcast in the world, as heard on the Bubba's Exotic Motorsports Network, brought to you by Tom and Bubba of Bubba's Exotic Motorsports.
And there it is, Bub. Good morning. It's another beautiful, sunny South Florida morning. How are you today, my friend?
Hey, man, I'm doing really good so far. Actually, I don't think I've gotten anything done so far today. Typically, I'm cranking for a few hours by now, but I haven't really gotten anything done. And that's
incorrect.
About where we're at.
Incorrect. Not true.
I mean, I got the radio studio set up, and that's
it's
all
not
I've
only
done.
That. Well, people don't realize what a technological marvel it is inside this studio. There's about $100,000 in the equipment right here. Just to get us up and get us going and out to the world, our fans around the world. You've been very busy with a lot of our celebrity guests. We're going to jump right into that in just a second there. Good morning to our producer, Robin, who is also in the studio. And ladies and gentlemen, this is not my Robin. This is my Robin. So you
what?
Know what I mean. You
I don't get
what
it.
I'm saying. So Robin, say good morning to everybody around the world right there. Good
morning, everybody.
Robin comes to us with a 30-year military background and a very extensive audio-video background. We're going to be sharing some very exciting stuff with you here coming up. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen around the world from Doing It Bubba Style. You're right here in the broadcast studios. We are the number one rated internationally syndicated motorsports podcast in the world. Bubba's Exotic Motorsports. That's Bubba's Exotic Motorsports.com. Ladies and gentlemen, please, you're going to see some great stuff. All of the partners of this build will be featured on the Bubba's Exotic Motorsports website this week because the SEMA car has been built. And when I tell you it's gorgeous, it's been gorgeous. Two people have seen this car in its entirety besides a couple of the people here live. James Brown from the CBS NFL Today Show, and Paul Tuttle Sr. of Orange County Choppers, a very good friend and mentor of ours. Bubba's Exotic Motorsports for all of your exotic motorsports needs. How about Miss Outlaw Boutique? That's MS Outlaw Boutique. That's Miss Outlaw Boutique, 561-660-6695, ladies and gentlemen. The Outlaw will be loose in Abacoa today with Robin, not this one here, but the beautiful Robin. They have all kinds of great sales, all new stuff that's gotten in down there. It's just incredible, ladies and gentlemen. Check them out on the web. You can see right here, check out this picture. This is our photographer right there, Doug Kamat from In Jupiter Magazine, photographing the SEMA car. That's all you get to see of it. And that's it. We're not going to show you any more. In Jupiter Magazine, for the very best in magazines, they were voted number one, Bub, the number one magazine in the world, man. And they were here photographing the SEMA car yesterday, man.
Yeah, man. It's we had a lot of fun with Doug. You know, he came in, he hung out. He actually got to he got here and he hung out literally for the final 2-3 hours of us building that car prior to him doing the complete magazine shoot for the car. It looks insane, dude. I mean, that thing sitting on the floor that we just had done, we had an entire floor put in the facility just for this build, not only for this build, but for here for the BEM future and out. But you know, we now have a full, you know, most people see, like when you look at our Instagram page, a lot of our photos are shot in front of, we have a graffiti wall here, right? So we had one that was custom tagged, looks really cool. We love consistency. So you always see every ride that we build before afters are shot in front of that wall. But now we also wanted to take that to another level and do something on the inside of the main facility where it's very clean. You're not working with, you know, natural lighting. You're working with stuff that you can really make pop exactly how you want it to. So we set up a complete film stage floor inside. We've always had one. This one is just a total new level, and it looks insane, man. The red and black checkered flooring. We had Jerry Jackson come in from Action Home Improvements, the owner of it. He hooked us up with a full flooring in the facility. Looks incredible, dude. The cars, no matter what you put on there, just pops so hard, dude. So we're loving it.
And Bub, one of the things we're going to do next week, we are going to have all of the sponsors that have been part of this Bubba's Exotic Motorsports SEMA build join us on the air. If not join us on the air, we're going to be featuring their products, because next week they will all be for sale. By the way, did you see Chip Foose's Mustang? He's just now getting into paint.
Yeah.
Okay. Good morning, Chip out there. Good morning, Jody out there. You guys,
yeah, man,
are
he's
fine.
He's doing that
family,
glass right 90 line on. I was watching it last night, dude.
Yeah. He's doing real good, but he's behind the eight ball too.
Hey man, that's what happens when you're building for SEMA, dude. Literally, we got the wheels in yesterday from American Racing. This is probably 3-4 months on those wheels, man. So we got them in. It's insane. They look incredible. Literally, when I talk to our rep, the guy who hooks us up, he takes care of us, Kenny Ledsam down there at American Racing Wheel Pros. He called me yesterday checking on the status.
Have you seen the size of Kenny's nose?
Dude, land shark for
sure. Dang it, dude.
I will tell you what, man. When I opened those boxes, dude, let me tell you how fresh they are. When I opened those boxes, it smelled like I was opening paint cans. That is how fresh the coating on these wheels were. So it's insane, dude. Everything went together flawlessly. The fitment was beautiful, spot on. The finish, the coating, dude. I mean, everything from the gloss black to the matte blacks to the clear coating to the red accenting. So there are so many things that are done on these wheels that just pop so hard, but still very, very clean, classy, and rich all at the same time. It looks incredible, dude. You guys are going to have to wait to see that for the next, I'd say, 7 days. We will do full 4K drone footage, releases, everything of this car the day it unveils at SEMA. We are going to already have videos ready to go, and we will post them worldwide for you guys to see them.
It's going to be pretty amazing, Bub. I've got a big announcement to make today as well. Not only do we have Robin, who has joined the Bubba's Exotic Motorsports crew here in-house, we are also talking to two very special people that we're going to have call in, Dan and Jason, from LGW Media Works to take on Outside Production. We are going into a new show, Bub. I am very, very excited to announce that. We're going to talk about that in just a minute here. And finally, Cars and Coffee of Palm Beach, the Guinness World Record holding largest Cars and Coffee event, which is held right here at the Palm Beach Outlets Mall, Bub. When?
What? Which one are you talking about?
Cars and Coffee of Palm Beach.
Well, we have one coming up in October. We won't be here for that. It's going to be next Sunday. I want to say that is the 29th, if I'm correct.
Yep.
So that is next Sunday. That's going to be the October one. That is the Halloween one. So if you guys are in the area, it is going to be a blast. Max, John, all the guys down at Cars and Coffee Palm Beach do an incredible job at putting together not only just a very fun environment, but this one now being the Halloween themed one is going to be insane. Get out there, set your cars up, set your rides up, costumes, hook up your car, put costume on your car, whatever it is you're doing, man, this is going to be a blast. 2,000 plus rides there, probably 20,000 plus attendees. That is going to be a super fun time. Wish we could be there for that, but we will be on the plane flying out to Vegas for SEMA. We're going to have a lot of fun there as well, man. I can't imagine what Vegas and
Halloween's
going to
be like. Yeah, it's going to be incredible. We'll
be
out there.
Train wreck.
The Bubba's Exotic Motorsports SEMA Turbonetics Precision Turbo Mustang that has cracked the 600 horsepower range. Ladies and gentlemen, this is a very special build. The build called for Bub to break 500 horsepower on a stock block 2.3-liter four-cylinder EcoBoost Mustang. Without doing any internal modifications, and it had to be 50-state CARB compliant. The CARB compliance is the emissions control laws of California, which are the strictest in the nation. Bub not only did that with Borla, Steeda, Watson Racing, Miami Corporation, CPE, all of the big names in the world, but he broke it by 103 horsepower. He laid it out at 603 rear wheel power. Never been done before. It will be featured in booth 24125.
Yeah, man. We've had a lot of fun doing the build, man. We're literally down to, heck, the photographer was waiting around for us last night. So, I mean, that just tells you how tight these builds get with SEMA. Mm-hmm. Greg does leave with that in our touring tractor trailer on Friday morning this week. I want to say that's the 27th or something like that. He's leaving with that car. And he's taking it out there. He'll probably be in Vegas by, I'd say, Sunday, maybe. Yeah, Sunday the 29th, he should be there. Monday, he's going to roll the car in, get up with Reggie at Turbonetics, and get things set up, get us on display. We'll be flying in just behind him there so we can get a final setup on the car. The photo shoot is done. The magazine shots have been done. In Jupiter Magazine, as everybody knows, has had full VIP access to this car, the entire build, start to finish, during, middle, and they have had the entire coverage on it. So you guys have to check that. I mean, all of the In Jupiter magazine stuff, injupiter.com, you can see it. Go there. You can download the app on any sort of Apple iOS platform or on Android platforms. Just In Jupiter magazine is the app. And you can literally download these things or get the media hard copy in your hand. I personally prefer that. The quality is just there.
It's not only there, Bob, it's 100% beyond there. Doug has just done an amazing job. I'd like Doug to call in this morning. Let me see if I can get him to call in and talk a little bit about the SEMA car itself. Good morning to Mark Hoffman, the Bubba's Exotic Motorsports dirt track driver up there in Maryland. I think the BEM dirt track car will be here sometime in the next month or two, won't it, Bub?
Yeah, it's you know, we've got a full schedule ahead of us right now. So, you know, between us getting out to Vegas, getting back, you know, the ride going out from there, the SEMA S550 going out from there and traveling around to all the major sponsors. We have so much stuff going on. So, you know, we're just going to put together the schedule for post SEMA, but we just can't even cross that bridge yet. We're not there.
Yeah, it's crazy, isn't it, Bob?
Yep.
I mean, what's going on? I wanted to spend this part of the episode. We are going to be announcing, I'm going to have Doug from In Jupiter call in. We are going to spend some time. There has been a partnership agreement put together between LGW Media Works, both of which are, we're going to have these gentlemen talk to us a little bit about their television background experience. Mm-hmm. They are bringing in the finest in film technology equipment, and we are going to take on a new digital feel and presence along with our in-house producer, Robin. It's going to be really incredible what's getting ready to go down. I've looked at some of the storylines they've put together and the storyboards. These guys are legit, Bub.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it, man. It's, you know, we have so much stuff going on right now. I mean, everything with the SEMA build, just with the client rides, you know, we're really, really pushing right now and really moving the BEM bar to a whole new level. And that's what we said we were going to do in 17. We haven't even finished out the 17 year. And it's pretty much been a banner year so far. Going into 18,
right,
it's going to be a game changer.
Congratulations, man. We've rocked hard this year.
You know, so there's a lot of good things on the horizon. All of the product for the S550 Mustang will be available on our website starting October 31st. That is going to be the first day of SEMA. So if you guys are out there, if you see the car in person, we will have QR codes. We will have SEMA discounts, promo codes that you guys can use if you are an S550 owner.
Yes.
And you want to get that product sent in directly for your car. Although we are doing a completely new ball game with that as well. So not only are we going to be offering all of the products on our site, Borla, CPE, Watson Racing, American Racing, Nitto Tires, everybody you can imagine, all of those products that you see on that SEMA car, there will be a leaderboard behind the car that shows all those products as well. So you can see what's physically sitting there. Everything will be available, the Steeda Autosports components. You can purchase them all through our site, but we will do custom coating and plating on every
yes,
one of
we
them
will. Through Palmage plating yep.
before they even get delivered to your door.
So you can
be,
choose your color.
Exactly. Choose your color combo. Maybe you want blues, yellows, prismatics, whatever you want. It will be done.
Speaking of blues, Bub, I really like that shirt you're wearing today. It captures the blues of your eyes.
Oh, yeah. Jesus.
By the way, I want to say F you to every one of you people out there who tried to hold Bub and I down this year. It was a good try, and I mean that very sincerely. Go F yourself, okay? I'm very vocal about it. You know who you are, the Taylors and Moraleses and all those people of the world. I'm looking directly at you. You tried to keep us down, man, and we made it a banner year despite your attempts. So you have to live with yourself. You have to look at yourself. I hope you see the ugly person you are back in the mirror when you do look at yourself. What do you think, Bub?
I guess I could agree to that, but I'm going to move on from that one right now.
There you go. So there you go. Banner year, you did nothing but make yourself look like a friggin' idiot. Anyhow, everybody has haters, don't they, Bub?
Dude, everybody does.
Yep.
Come on.
Yep. But by the way, we're picking up 5,000 new listeners a day and a week, averaging about a week here on the Bubba's Exotic Motorsports Blog Talk Radio show. Let's talk a little bit about that as well.
Just, you know, more of that pure strength, man. We're, you know, we're hitting numbers solid right now. You know, we've had peaks of, you know, 28,000 views on our website a month. You know, that's really, really solid, man. That's over 1,000 views a day, nearly 1,000 views a day, depending on the month. And, you know, with literally listeners for all of our podcasts, our radio shows, our live streams, reaching over 5,500 a day. So, you know, we've got a lot of reach right now.
5,500 new listeners a day.
Yeah, man. Social media is, you know, pushing really, really strong right now. We're having a lot of fun with it. And, you know, we're just going to keep bringing you guys some really solid product, both from the entertainment side, the live stream side, the daily live streams, the Saturday weekend shows we do. Also, just the quality of the rides we produce here at BEM, man. Everything from the client builds to the celebrity rides to the SEMA builds to the sponsorship cars. everything we're going to be putting out there is insane, man. So you guys stay tuned for all of it.
By the way, good morning to the Tuttles, Paul Sr., his beautiful wife, Joni, Mikey, and Paul Jr. up in Newburgh, New York. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to touch on a little bit here because they gave us permission to last week when Paul Sr. joined us live on the show. Epic numbers on the show. They called in out of the blue. But the Tuttles have, Bub, signed
a new deal with Discovery Channel.
Correct. Ladies and gentlemen, the Tuttles have officially signed a new deal with the Discovery Channel. We're extremely proud of them. As everybody knows, Paul Sr. has been my mentor since the day we stepped into business. And I own every bit of literature he's ever put out. I own every piece of marketing he's ever put out because I knew eventually, imitation is a sincere form of flattery, as you know. And I am not ashamed to admit that Paul Sr. was truly the most was the largest mentor in our business model in the world, just like he was for Bub, just like Billy Lane is for Bub, Rip Petco, all of our friends out there. And
hey, by the way, do you know Michael Ballard from Full Throttle Saloon?
Yes, I know him very well. When were they together?
Just this weekend at the Sons of Speed event.
But that was in Sturgis, right?
No, New Smyrna.
Oh, so here. Michael's here.
Yeah.
Okay. So New Smyrna Raceway, ladies and gentlemen, is where Billy Lane, the very successful chopper builder who kicked it off with Monster Garage and the Discovery American Biker, what was the name of that? American Bike Builder, something like that series. He's very, very successful.
Wait, what are you even talking about right now?
The Discovery Biker series that Billy was on for so many years. And Monster
Garage.
Yeah, that
was Discovery's Biker Build-Off.
Biker Build-Off. There it is. Thank you, Bill, for helping me. But anyways, New Smyrna Speedway is just north of us. Billy Lane switched it up from choppers and went into Vintage Racing, partnering up with Rick Petco, Xavier Muriel, who is the drummer for Buck Cherry, Bub, and your friend, and a lot of great people out there. So they're racing these vintage board track racers. Tell us a little bit more about it, Bub.
Man, it's insane. You know, Billy did a great job at, you know, not only kicking that thing off, but just putting it together, dude. I mean, everything from the organization of it, he's done it here. He's done it in Sturgis. You know, he's done it all over the place already, and he's just going to keep moving that bar up, man. And that's when, you know, we talked to Paul Sr. from OCC about it last weekend. You know, he said the same thing. Billy's always had innovative designs. He's always had, you know, he's always been able to capture a market, you know, even when a market is already strong, he's always been able to just grab everyone's eye and put it on him. And that's exactly what he's done with these board track racers. You know, he's doing these vintage racing on early 1900s recreations that he's done using all factory Harley Davidson engines. You know, so some crazy stuff he's got going on out there, man. These guys are getting out there and going 80-100 miles an hour on bikes.
No brakes.
So it's insanity. It's crazy the way that they do it, man. And Billy's designed all these frames that are, you know, lighter weight. They're stronger. You're going even faster. It's incredible, dude. You know, watching him get all that stuff done is just an amazing, amazing time.
Not only that, Bub, if the audience goes to the Bubba's Exotic Motorsports BubbasExoticMotorsports.com website, scroll down and click on our 4K YouTube channel, you're going to see the amazing supermodel Layla Von Athey, owner of Miss Outlaw Boutique and Bub's fiance, who is the flag girl. That episode has got 20,000 views on it. And I think it was because of Layla.
Probably, for sure, man. It has nothing to do with anyone else.
Paul Sr. said something very interesting last week, Bub, and I wanted to talk about that a little bit. He mentioned that the that there is a what is the chopper industry doing?
Right now, it's swinging back into place, man. It's you know, just like everything. It's everything's always full circle. You know, you deal with fads in this industry. You know, you deal with big rims, you deal with small rims, you deal with candy paints, you deal with donks, you deal with lifted trucks. You know, everything comes and goes. And right now the, you know, 10 years ago, the chopper industry was huge, man. It took off. It took off for everyone. It took off for, you know, Jesse at West Coast. It took off for Paul Sr. and Jr. up at OCC and now PJD Design. So it's, you know, there's those guys, Choppers Inc., Billy Lane. I mean, it took off for everyone.
Yep.
There were a lot of companies that made it through it. There were a lot of companies that just broke and fell right off the face after the chopper phase dropped. You know, there's American Iron Horse. They came. They produced some really solid stuff, but then they were gone. You know, so there's so many different things out there. And, you know, right now that chopper industry is coming back. You know, it went flatline probably 6 years ago,
It go flatline? Who went off the air?
I mean, right after that was just post of American Choppers series, you know, coming to an end. That was a long 10-year run, and it was an amazing show, man. There was a lot of fans out there, the longest reality-based television show in history.
Yep.
You know, so it's incredible, you know, the mark that those guys set on just not only the television world, but also the motorcycle industry itself. And it just continues to rise from there. And now, you know, we went from the choppers to, you know, the baggers, and now from the baggers back to the choppers. The bagger thing is already fading again. That was a,
how about that, man? And you built some beautiful baggers.
Yeah, man, that was maybe a 3-year run, you know, 3-4 years, and that's where it faded out again, and now it's going back into the chopper industry, you know, which is awesome because it's, you know, you've got guys out there that really build solid products, and not these, you know, not these busted things that don't make it 100 miles. You've got guys that are building creative designs, one-off stuff, and they're just doing incredible work. You know, when Billy does his, I mean, he gets on his bikes and he'll ride them all the way out to Jesse's place on the West Coast. And, you know, it's just really cool, you know, being able to be part of all that stuff and seeing it, you know, go through changes and up and down and swings. And, you know, it's just all about who's got that design out there and just keeping the industry just plowing forward.
Let's talk a little bit about that, Bub. You know, you mentioned that when those bikes first came out, they weren't that reliable, even though they're on very reliable Harley Davidson transmissions and motors and stuff.
Yeah.
The baggers, that is, the baggers. Let's talk about why.
Wait, so what about the baggers?
So in other words, they weren't that reliable. They were running oversized front tires, framed for scraping. The reliability just wasn't there. It was all about looks because people hadn't really researched them yet. Yet you started designing and building very reliable and rideable baggers.
Well, it's, I mean, it's about your design style. You know, it's about what you put into it. You know, you got to make sure not only everything looks good, but it's fully functional. There's a lot of guys out there in this industry that build stuff that looks insane, but it doesn't do anything like what it looks. You know, you can't ride it, you can't turn it, you know, drags the ground, you can't do this, can't do
right.
that. You know, you have to know how to put those designs together to not only make it look really unique and have some crazy creation and design to it that again also sets your name in the industry, but also it has to be fully functional. You don't want to just have something that's either a trailer queen or something that just doesn't perform 50% of what it should do.
And you know what, Bub? All of your baggers have been extremely functional. It's funny because you kind of started it as a joke between you and Billy Lane, because he's always in the choppers. And when we'd ride to the Keys with Billy, he would always say, I'm not into the baggers. I'm not into the baggers. He was wearing, what's he usually ride down? It's a Heritage. It's a Softail, right? Heritage,
yeah,
Softail?
Yeah, Softail Heritage.
Yeah, yeah. And I mean, Billy's not afraid to whack that throttle and go.
No,
he loves to move.
Yeah.
And, so you kind of, but he loved when the one that you built, and how it looked, he was just stunned by it, man.
Yeah, man. You know, we've had a lot of fun and, you know, just doing some really cool builds over the years and just, you know, everybody moving forward together. You know, I was talking with one of our other friends in the industry this morning about it, and it's, you know, everybody's got to move, everybody's got to move forward in a strong light and not, you know, not drag each other down. You know, it's not, you know, we consider everything that we do. We don't, even with our best friends in the industries, you know, everybody has a great time together. It's not considered
drama.
You know, it's not considered, you know, drama. It's not considered competition. We just have a good time doing it. You can't be mad that there's other people that have similar and creative styles and designs to you. That's just part of the world. You know?
Well, that's called friendly competition, man.
Yeah.
You know, and you take that and you turn it around and you make it your advantage. You turn that back to your advantage, Bub, and you make that work for you as everybody creates, you know, from a different perspective, right?
Yeah.
And one of the things that I love to watch is as we design something, we start seeing it come about and we start seeing it come to life. You know, then you start seeing it as we share it with our friends who are in the industry and they start building into it.
Yeah. It's, you know, you just have a lot of good stuff going on out there. It's, you know, you can't be the only one that does something. I mean, that's what this world's full of, is people with great ideas. Some ideas suck. some ideas are really strong, dude. So, you know, it's just, you know, the world's full of people with great ideas and great minds. And that's what makes it really fun. You know, you go to SEMA, you know, this is a huge event for us. I mean, we're inside and it's not just, you know, a car being parked outside. This is a really, really strong setup this year. You know, we've already released some of those photos over to, our greatest sponsor, Reggie Wynn out at Turbonetics, Precision, Napier, you know, all Wabtec companies. You know, we've sent him over photos, man, and I think his jaw dropped when he saw that car.
I'm going to be sending all of the sponsors. I've got a compilation of pictures, Bub. I'll be sending all of the sponsors Monday morning or perhaps tomorrow while I'm putting up the radio show. A lot of people don't know that I get up very early on Sunday morning before I get out and ride the shoreline on my Harley or whatever it is I want to do, snorkel or whatever. And I work. I work for about 5 hours Sunday morning putting up the shows for mm-hmm. everybody and special LinkedIn stuff saying, you know, here's a great way to start your day, that blah, blah, blah. If it's cold in the Northeast, here's a nice warm, you know, ride. And I try to make it very personal and fun, and people want to get up and have a cup of coffee and look forward to that particular episode. And I'll be putting together a compilation of pictures and sending them to Steeda and all of the people who've been involved with this build, man.
Yeah, it's you know, it's great, man. And as I mentioned earlier, you know, Doug from In Jupiter Magazine, I mean, he just does a sick job. He just did a I think actually this weekend he's doing, what is it, the drummer for Metallica, is that right? Something like that?
That he's in, yes, the drummer, bass player for Metallica.
Bass player, that's yes. it, yes.
And he has a full studio. He lives right here on Jupiter Island. Ladies and gentlemen, Jupiter Island is the Celebrity Pact. How long is that? About 5 miles, Bub?
Yeah, maybe something like that.
Island. It's a straight line. It's a vertical line. One side of it looks out Celine Dion's side, Alan Jackson's side, Jimmy Buffett's side. It looks out over towards the Atlantic. And the ocean, the other side of the island across the street looked out into the intercoastal waterway.
Yeah.
Both beautiful areas, both fed by the Atlantic off the Jupiter Inlet. And all the stars live out there.
Mm-hmm.
Kid Rock's there. He kind of pissed off the neighbors by painting the American flag over two of his garages. It's just really cool. It's a beautiful home, though, man. You've seen the big American flag he's painted across his garage doors, Bob.
Yeah, there's Jupiter's a great place, man. There's a lot of strength in this area. There's a lot of celebrities in the area. There's just a lot of stuff that moves around. There's a lot of movers and shakers here. A lot of guys with great designs and great styles. And we love it, man. We love being part of it. And like I mentioned, Doug from In Jupiter did such a killer job yesterday. Not only getting to be part of that, final completion of the SEMA build. He's been the only one with full media access to it the entire time. We've let him in, inside the doors, inside the family, 24/7 on that car. I mean, he's seen the designs from concept to, renderings to production to installation to final product. I mean, he's seen this thing come all the way.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't wait to see what he does with it. He's done incredible articles on not only BEM so far, but just the SEMA build itself. He's done so many behind-the-scenes shots and so many great things on it, the articles, the stories. His writing, the photography, everything that they do in Jupiter magazine just turns out incredible. And again, man, it's being voted Florida's best magazine. That's incredible for a company. Again, another startup company
it's another crazy one.
Fairly new, man, and they've already just taken over the entire industry is a great thing.
Yeah, yeah. Good morning to the Tuttles up there. Paul Senior Bub is filming right now. I'm talking to his beautiful wife, Joni. For those of you that don't know Joni, she's a wonderful, wonderful woman, Bub.
Yeah.
You talk about somebody who, like Rob and Layla, whatever, will stand behind their man. Certainly Joni's that gal, and they're up there filming. That tells you, I talked to Senior very early in the morning, like Bucky Dent. I talked to him very late at night, like Bucky Dent. And Senior was up. I was sending him pictures of the SEMA car last night as of 11 o'clock, and he's still working, but he's in at 5:36 in the morning, like we are, filming and grinding, man.
Yeah.
He loves what he does, Bub.
Yeah, man, it's it's a lot of fun. It's the industry's full of a bunch of people that make it not fun. I was talking with a couple of our good buddies about it the other day. I was talking with Chris, who he works out. Where does Chris work out at Sikorsky or something like that? What's the name of the place right
yes,
here?
Yes, Sikorsky.
Right, mm-hmm. With the helicopters.
Yeah, and he owns Elite Firearms as well.
Yes, yes. So he does. He builds the Apache helicopters, right? So he does some pretty insane stuff, man. And he was literally talking to me about it. He's not only a really good friend. But also, just a great builder himself, in terms of what he does. He's huge into the aircraft side of it, but he also, with that knowledge base, he's able to do a lot of the automotive stuff. So he was just here at the shop hanging out. He saw the SEMA build as well, pretty much drooling all over the front of his t-shirt.
Oh, he was drooling all over it.
So, he was mentioning the same thing. It's not so much it's not so much a product standpoint that makes anything about, this industry bad. It's just the people that are involved in it. Everybody's got personalities and everybody's got their own attitude about it. And, it's a shame that, there's so many people out there that just don't enjoy it and just appreciate, either A, what they're looking at, or B, what it took from an understanding standpoint to create just one piece. Something very small may have been somebody's, heart and soul poured into it, and somebody else will just smash it in a matter of five words. It's not cool.
Well, the other thing too, Bub, about it is there's a lot of people out there that are haters. They couldn't sit down and draw a stick figure, yet they'll find a way to bash us on the internet. And that's why I say to all of those people who do that, go F yourself, because the bottom line is you're going to get exactly what you gave. 2017 has been the most banner year of the 15 years of existence of this company. And we literally had goals on the whiteboard. We've exceeded every one of those and pushed the limits even further, Bub.
Yep. Every one of them. So,
yep. Yep. And the more you try to be successful, the more people try to hold you down. It ain't going to happen.
Well, of course, man. But, everybody deals with it. Anytime you make a name for yourself, you're going to deal with that. You're going to deal with ups and downs. You're going to, and it doesn't matter what industry you're in, whether you're in an automotive field, whether you're in a cooking field, McDonald's, Best Buy, electronics, it doesn't matter where you are, what industry you're in. You always have people out there that are going to knock you no matter what you do. And they just, they don't understand what it takes to do either what it took to do the job or what it took to create some more, whatever. But that's not to say, listen, I've gone to McDonald's and had quite a few screwed up double cheeseburgers. I don't know how you can mess that one up. Like two patties and two pieces of cheese.
Those are people who don't care.
Like, yo, listen,
we do care.
You put my burger patties on two top buns. You can't see there's a top and a bottom.
Yeah, the difference is we do care, right?
I didn't know which way to hold the burger to eat it, dude. Come on. I just kept flipping the thing over.
The difference is we do care, Bob. And that's what's so good. That's what makes the difference. We do care about what we do. There's a picture of Mark Hoffman and one of the drag car, or race cars, Bob. I don't even know how to get it up there.
You have to drag it up to drag that box.
Right up to there. Right
here?
Yeah,
there you go.
All right,
I'll
put it right in there. How about that?
Oh, Christ. Now click on that.
There you go, right there.
Okay, wait for it. Oh, Jesus.
Look at that. Look at Mark.
What is he doing, dude?
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Producer, if you could zoom in on that so that the world could see, there is the Bubba's Exotic Motorsports dirt track racer right there being a ghoul himself. How about that, huh?
I really hope that Mark took a win like this. That's how you got across the finish line
right
there.
Yeah, but he couldn't see what was around him. Of course, he doesn't care. He just
bumped the line. Who cares? Just slam into him.
You like all the you like the skulls and the headlights and everything?
Oh, I love it, dude. That pretty looks cool. Like a demolition derby car.
Oh,
for
Bob,
sure.
We could wreck that.
Oh, yeah.
We could tear that thing up, couldn't we?
Almost kind of like the Gravedigger with the skulls in the front of it. Now, if those had two purple eyes in it, right? Isn't that what the Gravedigger had going on in the front?
Yeah.
Dennis Anderson and his son now is doing it, which is incredible, dude.
Oh, really?
Yeah, big time, man. Taking world champions all over.
See, again, you know, and somebody will find something negative to say about that, right?
Oh, for sure.
How about that?
Yeah.
By the way, did you see the pictures our office manager was posting of Little Man?
I did.
Little Dittle.
Yes, I did. He's feeling real good, man. D-Money's feeling good. He got out of the hospital. He had his surgery done. Jawline's fixed. You know, it's just he's having a great time. You know, every surgery I've had done on him has been two or three times, so that's typically the way it rolls with an English Bulldog, but you got to do what you got to do, and the little guy's just freaking stomping through the house now, tearing it up.
Yeah, well, the funny thing is, Bob, the really ironic funny thing is you could just tell he was back to life. His ears were perked up. He's been kind of lifeless the last couple of weeks before the surgery. They just couldn't get him in any sooner. His gum line was growing down over his teeth, so he couldn't eat. It was very sore and his eye was running. And of course, we're very, very sensitive to his needs, like we are with all animals, just as, you know, Paul Senior is and Joni and all those guys. But we were talking yesterday about how he has just changed his personality. Once he outslept the anesthesia, he grew up in front of the camera, as you know, and he knows when it's time to shoot. He knows when it's 4 o'clock on Friday afternoon. He knows when it's 11:30 to eat. He's very he has a biological time clock.
Yeah, man. It's funny too. Cause you know, again, the way that Doug was shooting those pictures yesterday, man, there's a lot. I mean, you saw him. He filled up literally one whole card with photos and had to move into a second.
So yeah, he did.
He got some incredible shots of that ride, man. We got some great promo shots. You, me, and D-Money all in front of the SEMA build.
Yeah,
so it looks insane. You know, I can't wait to see that those finished photos come out. We've got one that's going to go over to Julie at Precision.
Yeah.
That's going to be the final photo for the leaderboard of the car. We've got photos of the interior, the suspension, the motor on the car, the exterior of the car. I mean, the car just came together so strong, man. We've done some sneak peeks. All of our celebrity clients have already seen the car. Everybody that is super tight in our circle, we've sent it out to all the Marlins players, the managers over
James
at the Marlins.
James Brown from
so
the
everybody's
CBS
seen
NFL
it.
Today
and,
show.
You know, everybody's loving it, man. Everyone's drooling on the car right now. It's, you know, when you walk in and see that thing sitting in the main facility on that film stage floor, it's pretty hot, dude. I mean, that's a pretty strong one right there.
Well, we also have a brand new film stage floor, Bob, as well.
I mentioned that earlier in the show.
I know
you
did.
Listening to me.
I was reiterating it for people who have not been with us. It is black and red. We did it especially for the SEMA car. The colors of the business are changing because this is a pivotal time. The new business cards will be blue and red, as will the new T-shirts, Bob, that we take to SEMA.
All right, I'm going to send Mark Hoffman a photo of that car. Mark, I'm going to send this to you off the record so you can see our dirt track racer. Let me post your response on our live stream wall once you see these photos for people
Mark,
to see.
But
Mark,
do not share this car to anybody, please. It cannot be gotten out. This is the world's only 603 horsepower, 2.3 liter stock block EcoBoost. We'll share it with you because you are under confidentiality agreement with BEM. But let us know what you think, Mark. I guarantee you're going to be blown away by it, man.
Wait for it.
Yeah, absolutely, man. I mean, after all, can he even see through that mask, Bub?
No chance.
No, I didn't think so either, man. And, Bub, after that, I want to talk a little bit about the marriage between Bubba's Exotic Motorsports and LGW Media Works. I've asked Dan and Jason to call in this morning. They're going to talk a little bit about this marriage. They're going to be partnering up with our in-house producer, and we are going to take it to the next level. It's going to be an amazing and an incredible new show, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to be bringing you some very, very intricate, elaborate things. You know, Robin works very hard here, running around like a chicken with his head cut off, trying to handle things inside the business. Now we bring an outside production team in to partner up. LGW comes to us with a long line of television history and very successful not only media, but television campaigns. These guys are the best of the business, man. You ought to see the storyboards they write up, the storylines, the integrity of what they produce, and they want to be in with Bubba's Exotic Motorsports, and we're going to be bringing that to you on a daily and weekly basis. Now, it's going to be insane, Bub.
Yeah, man, it's, you know, I'm looking forward to it. You know, we've brought in so many different, not only employees here, but, you know, new partnerships over the past, you know, I'd say 30, 45 days.
Let's talk about what we've done over the last week, please, Bob.
Yeah, I mean, it's been insane. You know, we've brought in everything from a marketing and sales personnel. We've expanded our production and videography line with Robin that's sitting here in the room. By the way, we'll just go ahead and mention it. Not the same Robin as your Robin. Not the same thing as your Robin. Not doing the same thing as your Robin, if you know what I'm saying. Kind of whack. But listen, it's, you know, we've brought in so many different key players in the BEM family, and it's just a lot of fun. You know, we're going to keep moving this bar up. Post SEMA this year is going to be insane for us,
man.
It's you know, typically fourth quarter of the year for most companies slows down. Ours is probably going to be with the roof on fire, so
yep.
You know, we're just ready to crank, dude. We've got so much stuff in production. We've got, you know, the videos, the radio show, the marketing,
television,
the sales
show,
the side,
the
television side going on. We've got a lot of behind the scenes stuff going on we can't release yet. So it's been an incredible year so far. A lot of crazy rides, a lot of crazy builds for sponsors, for clients, for friends, for family, you know, so we're having a lot of good fun with it here at BEM, and it's, you know, we're just looking to keep pushing this thing up and producing some insane rides, dude. You know, when you walk out in that facility and you see that SEMA build sitting there,
stupid,
you compare
man.
It to some of the stuff. Listen, we have in the facility right now, we have vintage,
two Rolls Royces.
We have vintage Rolls Royces. We have the Velocity Channel, as featured on Velocity Channel, Bucky Dent's 57 Thunderbird sitting on the film stage floor next to the SEMA build on the film stage floor. We have pro touring builds out there. We have exotics out there. I mean, we have most incredible stuff. I mean, when you walk in, you look at it and you're just like, holy crap, dude. Open the door and you're just like, I don't even know what to look at right now.
I know on the line with this, Bub, is one of our new producers, Dan. He's going to jump in here. Robin, I want you to introduce yourself to the world, please. Let's tell them a little bit about your background before we bring Dan in, and, you know, about your military service, your production. Tell us a little bit about you and introduce yourself to the world there.
Hello, world. I'm Robin, not his Robin.
And we're not doing this.
And it, the only difficult part that I see about that whole situation is if we're in the same room at the same time and somebody needs Robin.
That's a problem.
Oh, boy.
That's going to be an issue.
A problem.
So
yes.
We got to, you know, we got male Robin, female Robin.
Exactly, man.
So we got to get that
that's right.
ironed out.
Unless it's your divorce attorney.
She might be Robin, too.
There you go, man.
You never know. I spent 30 years in the military doing different things. Logistics, maintenance. I worked on Abrams engines, basic jet engine, wonderful vehicle. The only vehicle in the world can go 60 miles an hour and shoot straight without having to stop. I love it.
Wow.
It's a beautiful ride too. It looks big. It's 60,000 ton, but it's a smooth ride.
Oh, man.
And, ended up as an instructor, retired in 2014, 29 and a half years. We'll call it 30. And then I got out and went to school for computer technology. And I brag about this. I never opened a book.
Right on, man.
A 3.45 mm-hmm. GPA, never Same opened a book. You. And it was just like, I absorbed it. It was easy and stuff. And then, last year I went back to television production school, Connecticut School of Broadcasting. Got picked up for a TV station down in Palm Beach. They lasted about 3 months, and that's how long I was in the business this time. I was in the early 90s when things were still analog, and it was
quite, you know, different.
Yeah, and I went and I digitalized everything, and I really learned a lot, and it's made it a lot easier to edit everything. I mean, it's just, you know, you take your piece. It used to be that when you were doing it tape to tape, you made a mistake, you had to start all over again.
Yeah, man.
Yep.
You know, and now it's just like, oh, you made a mistake, control
delete. Yeah, done.
Control Z or whatever. Yeah. Depends on the computer that you're running on. And now I work for Bubba's Exotic Motorsports. Happy to be here.
Well, we're happy to have you.
I feel very welcome here.
Thank you, man. You are part of the family.
And it's just been, it's, I hope it's a long ride.
It's a beehive of activity around here.
It is. Yeah. And everybody's moving and stuff. And, you know, I hope that I don't forget basics just because I'm looking beyond the basics.
Well, it's easy to do. There's a lot that goes on, but you'll always find yourself recentering and regravitating to where you need to be. It happens naturally.
Well, you know, sometimes if you can't find me, just look outside.
Look under the desk.
Yeah, there too. But look outside. I'm usually pacing because I'm trying to
think things
trying
through.
To get that box back in my head. And, you know, because, you know, when you're out here thinking outside
the
box,
that's
all
the way
the
we
time,
think.
You just got to refocus and stuff like that.
Yeah, it's great. Well, Robin, welcome
Thank
to the
you.
Family, man. Ladies and gentlemen, I am going to bring in now one of our new outside producers, Dan, and we're going to talk a little bit about the new Bubba's Exotic Motorsports television digital television show we're going to be working on, and I'm going to let them give us all of the details on this. I'm very excited about this. This is something we've been waiting on for a very, very long time to find the right people that could do it. Dan, good morning. Are you with us, sir?
Yes, sir. Good morning. Yes,
How
sir.
You,
good morning.
Good,
How are you, Tom?
Good morning.
Good morning, Dan.
Good morning, Dan. How are you, buddy?
We're great. We're great. I'm actually out at a little league baseball field right now. Excited to see kids.
They don't come close to the house. Getting ready with the show.
Well, you know what's exciting me is I've got this picture of you, Dan, at home plate with a baseball bat while all the other little leaguers are out on the field.
You're not far off at all.
Ball,
so I'm right here.
I'm on the radio and on the field.
Even better yet, right? How can you strike out with in T-ball?
That's right. You can't.
Ed Robin. Listen to Robin talk about saved memories.
My early days, and we've been doing it since the early '90s. I'm really looking forward to bringing this show, and I think where we're going with this, Tom, and Bubba is. There's a lot of cars, nobody with stories, on top of the product that you guys have, and those two things together, we're going to make the show one.
Well, for you guys to, I mean, you've got a very long term, you were here yesterday for an extended period of time, as you know, and there was a lot of discussion and. You know, laying an infrastructure in place, and for you guys to, you know, put together the thoughts and ideas that you have, and it's just amazing, man. And the partnership is phenomenal. You know, as we talked about yesterday, you know, Bubba and I have never been scripted on, you know, 6 years of network television, you know, any of our shows. You just point us up and tell us what you want, and we'll give you what, and you're going to be designing these very cool stories, man.
Yeah,
and to be honest with you, we're not going to be scripting anything either.
You're going to be telling us what our strength is, really storytelling. So we're going to spend time with you guys.
The story will take care of itself. We've got some ideas already. I don't really want to talk about it yet. I want everybody to, of course, when they're released, but just from our meeting yesterday, a dozen ideas. We're really excited about it.
One of the things Bubba and I wanted to know is, because we're coming to the tail end of the SEMA build, and with your stellar background, can we please go back? I would like to recreate the SEMA episode because, again, this is the only car like it in the world. And I would love to do an episode specifically on that. You guys probably already talked about that anyways.
When are you guys actually loading it up?
When do we load up?
The car Dan loads in the trailer, Greg takes it out on Friday morning this coming Friday, so 7 days from now. So we'll be loading it Thursday afternoon, probably just right after lunchtime or so on Thursday afternoon.
Perfect. Yeah, and I know we're getting Perfect. Started. Yeah, I know we're getting so, started this week, that will, so that'll be will, plenty of time to get a lot of great pictures and also,
Yeah, drone shots.
Maybe what we—that's what I was just thinking. Maybe what we ought to do is let's have Dan put together the I really want to do some sort of really cool, just heavy, you know, adrenaline packed like music footage, you know, slow mo shots, fast forward shots of that car, you know, that we can literally release to the world, maybe the night of
SEMA.
Like the eve right before SEMA, because it's going to literally be everybody that's going to be at SEMA will be able to get a sneak peek full view of that car, really aggressive, you know, maybe 1 minute teaser or 30 second teaser of like some 4K drone footage, some side shots, some GoPro stuff. That would be really cool.
What do you think, Dan?
Yeah. Yeah, no, yeah. That sounds perfect, guys. That's exactly
and
right. Exactly the right way to do it. Too.
The other thing, Dan, is you'll be able to bring to the viewing audience, you know, 22 million people around the world. You'll be able to bring the excitement and the heart pounding adrenaline of the racetrack and that car on the track and the Bubba's Exotic Motorsports Porsches out there. You'll be able to bring all that forward.
Yeah, absolutely.
This is unlimited stories to be told, and the product is great. It's going to be a great production for everybody.
Nice. It's going to be so much fun, isn't it, man? It's just going to be a lot of fun, and you know, we couldn't be, you know what's so cool about it, is that. Dan, I mean, you know, our very good friends are the Tuttles. I'm talking to Joni Tuttle as we're on the air right now. She's on her way over to OCC to pick up one of her choppers. And Paul Sr. is filming right now. Well, they just signed the new Discovery Network deal, which is big, and that's good. But as you and I talked about, you know, we really wanted to do this on a digital platform. If it goes network, fine. But the digital age is, you know, is really where it's at. Let's talk about that for a minute.
It really changed extremely rapidly. The revolution shows on Amazon.
That's where people are signing contracts.
That's where the money is.
The Hollywood model of making movies is too risky. Can't spend $100 million on it. It's not going to work. So what you're talking about is the digital platform. It's what people expect. It's where they expect to go get their content. It's not just the future. That's the right way to be with it.
Good point, Dan, because you know what? People sit in the airport and watch our shows. We get text all the time about that. So people want to see episodes there. And I know you guys are taking it to like Hulu and Netflix, all of those places. That's where you're going to be, you know, selling the program, because that's where people are today. Nobody wants to sit through 50 million commercials to watch 10 minutes of content. It's not cool.
I can't thank you enough for taking on the show, Dan.
You're an amazing guy, great personality, and you've got an enthusiasm about you, and your whole team over there at LGW Media Works that just can't be paralleled. So, I think between the show we're going to be doing and the show the Tuttles will be doing on network television, we're going to have the automotive and motorcycle landscape literally covered, man.
Yeah, it's going to be incredible.
I will also forward on to you Joni Tuttle's phone number. We have talked to them about, because, you know, you're the outside producer. These are the things you're going to have to deal with. They want to engage. We approached them last week off the air about doing their animal rights activists, like, as you know, we are. They want to do a car truck combo with us to auction off for an animal auction. I think that'd be a great episode as well.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's amazing.
We've got listeners out there, where you guys are, your last couple years to Palm Beach, this is where you come to be a philanthropist, quite honestly. That would be an incredible effort, and we'll get a lot of support.
It's going to be crazy. I'll text you over her number too today. That way you can reach out and talk with them directly about that.
That's perfect.
So we've literally got listeners, Dan, that are out there saying, it sounds like somebody just hit a home run.
Actually, one of our sponsors, Kenny Ledsome, who is our sponsor from American Racing Wheel Pros. We had not made this announcement of the marriage between Bubba's and LGW Media Works because we didn't want anybody to know We wanted it to be exclusive with you here on the air. And now people are saying, wow, sounds like somebody just hit a home run. Well, we did, Kenny. We've got the best of the best. 17's been a banner year.
He's talking about the ball game in the background, you dumb dumb.
Yeah, somebody literally just hit a home run.
Right on. Mm-hmm.
So yes, a lot of fun stuff, man. Dan, we're super, super blessed to be able to meet and cross paths with you guys this week. And, you know, we look forward to the future between LGW and VEM. We're looking forward to it all. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Think about the marketing side of this
thing.
Absolutely.
Yeah, big time.
Absolutely.
You know, so many good things we're going to do for kids, coloring books and, you know, neat stuff that we're going to, products, marketing products.
You can't
products.
Color inside the lines anyway, so you're out.
Have you seen me color on the walls, though? It's pretty cool.
That's what I'm saying.
That's right.
Yeah.
How about that? So how about that?
Everything for you is an open portrait.
It is. So I colored all over Dan's or Robin's computer screen the other day while he was trying to work.
I saw that, but not your Robin.
I used a Sharpie in silver.
This is true.
Yeah, I did, man. Dan, you get back there with the game. Thank you for marrying up with Bubba's Exotic Motorsports to put
Thank
forth
you
what is going to be the number one automotive truck motorcycle digital show in the world, man. I can't wait, brother.
Awesome. Thank you guys so much. Awesome. Thank you guys so much.
Thanks, we'll see Dan. You soon, buddy. Bye-bye. There you go, ladies and gentlemen. There's the news. It's what everybody's been waiting for. We have been working with this crew for a long time. And, Bub, that's huge, man.
Yeah, man. We're having a lot of fun with everything we've got going on out there. And, you know, just looking forward to keep, pushing everything up to the next level, dude.
2017's been a great year, hasn't it, Bob?
Yeah, so far. It's been a long year so far. I mean, we're only 10 months into it, but it's been really, really strong. You know, a lot of good things have gotten done. You know, we've set some serious, serious benchmarks, not only for BEM's history, but also just in the automotive industry itself. You know, what we've done this year for SEMA, this ride is literally going to set the mark for here on outward for the 2015 and onward S550 Mustang class. So it is going to drop back a little bit in its couple years in terms of, you know, the product that's available, but it is all the latest and greatest in technology that is on this car. There is product release on this car that people have not even seen or had their hands on yet. So it's really cool that we were able to be the ones to release that in the Precision booth, this SEMA booth number 24125. Come by, check us out. We'll be doing autograph signings
at all of
multiple
them,
sponsors,
all of them, yeah.
Everybody. We're going to be, you know, literally cruising through SEMA, probably like a wild train running loose. So that's going to be more you than anything. I'll be the conductor.
I got thrown out of the last SEMA.
You did. Yeah, they asked you to leave. Mm-hmm. This is typical of everywhere you go. So I'm used to it. You know, we're going to have a good time, man. It's going to be a lot of fun. I'm looking forward to getting out there and just having a great time with all of, not only our friends, our fans, all the sponsors, man, just a great time.
Good morning, Larry. How you doing? Who is Larry, Bub?
Larry Williams.
Our very good friend up at
Sunnyside Trim Shop.
There it is, ladies and gentlemen. Hey, Larry, did you get a picture? Have you seen a behind the scenes sneak peek of
the
Mustang?
No, he hasn't seen it.
Hey, Larry, text me, ping me with your cell. Do I have Larry's cell phone number?
I don't think so.
No. Larry, ping me with your.
What does that mean? Ping me.
Shoot me over your cell phone number, would you please? Private message me, would you? I don't want anybody to have your
number. I
think
in today's world, it's called DM, by the way. I don't know why, man. You know, today's world, that just shows, even with technology, freaking terminology changes. You're going with ping me. Some people said aim me, AOL Instant Messenger. You remember that guy? The guy that was like running on the computer screen with like,
wow,
remember when he would crash when your modem
wouldn't
go through?
Only on mine.
For sure. So,
yeah.
So, you know, all the way down to now it's just DM me, which is direct message. So it's really weird the way just, you know, technology moves forward. Terminology, the way that slang changes. Woody, what up is in the building.
The former Marlins pitcher, Mr. Tim Wood, has stepped in the house.
But he just left. He's got ball this morning.
He's got balls.
No, yes.
He does.
No. What? Oh, man.
Patrick said, digging that red on black. Good job, guys. Patrick is from Palm Beach Plating. Patrick is an official sponsor of the Bubba's Exotic Motorsports.
Let me tell you. Dude, what he did with that car. So listen, we not only had some of the biggest and strongest suppliers step up to the plate, get it with the baseball game.
Got it.
We had them step up to the plate for this ride for SEMA, but I'll tell you what, man, it wouldn't have been possible. I kid you not, without Pat at Palm Beach Plating, tying every piece of that car together. And that's exactly what he did. He tied everything from the engine bay to the interior, to the suspension, to
Thank
the wheels
you,
and tires, to the exterior, to the interior, the undercarriage, everything has been tied together from Pat at Palm Beach Plating. The coatings that he did on everything are insane, dude.
Yeah.
The gloss finish on it. And I'm telling you, Pat, you have to come by. I don't think you have any more product for the car right now. I think all that's done, but I do want Pat to come by and see that thing firsthand. Love to get a photo with all of the sponsors with that car. Love to get one with Pat that he can display that in his office. We've got a bunch of leaderboards going for people. So we're having a really fun time with it.
Larry just sent me over his cell phone number. Larry, add one number to my last number. So change the 4 to a 5 and then put that in your address book as well. That's Bub's phone number. So mine is the one that I'm responding to you from. Add one to it. That's Bub's number. So you have both of them. Let me send you over a couple pictures here of the BEM SEMA car, Larry, and you tell me what you think of it. I think you're going to agree. It is an amazing animal. I'm sending it to your cell phone right now, Larry.
Larry, I will not partake in sending sexting photos to you.
Oh, wait, you didn't like her boobs?
No, that's when you text, but sex pictures, sexting.
Yeah, I
know. Again, technology,
that.
You know what I'm saying? With like the new words and the slang.
Yeah.
It all keeps changing,
man. It does, doesn't it, man?
Can't it just be like, let me see that booty? It's like, you want a sexting with me?
Yeah. Huh? Every time when I walked over to Robin's desk yesterday, I said, can I see
but
the
not
booty?
Your Robin.
He smacked the crap out of me, man. He did. He didn't hit me that hard.
Just a small chap.
Yeah, how about that? There you go, Larry. I just sent you three over of the car. Paul Sr. from Orange County Chuffers is drooling on this car right now, Bub. He can't get enough of it, man.
Yeah, and he's actually filming right now. I saw Joni just respond and said he's filming on set right now, so we won't hear from him for a little bit. But, you know, crazy, just great stuff that he's got everything going up there at OCC Orange County Choppers. I mean, he's done some serious, serious things and upgrades to
super
the OCC
dude, man.
Headquarters, man. He's put in bowling alleys. He's got restaurants. He's got clothing, merchandise, apparel, bikes. I mean, you imagine it, even all the way down to just service and parts. If you guys are up in that Northeast area and you just want aftermarket components, you know, whether they be high flow intakes or exhaust, I mean, he's got it all there and you could just stop by and pick it up. And you're getting it from a really cool guy.
Well, part of it, Bub, is I've also used his business model to keep our business model very active and fluid as well. And it's crazy, man. It's just absolutely insane. Okay, I've sent four pictures of the SEMA car over to Larry. Let me know what you think of those, Larry. They're pretty cool, man.
Larry Williams says he was hoping for some late night Bub pics.
Oh, well, Larry, we can come. Hold on, we can do that. Now, wait a minute. Christ. If that's what you want, we can give you those. Hold on, Larry.
I will do those. I actually have a really funny one of me and one of the Marlins coaches.
Laugh his asses off,
so a party we went to, me and one of the Marlins coaches, we were, man, I don't know how, dude, but he and I were just shot after shot after shot. And we just decided, you know what, dude, we're getting in that pool tonight. So we
Which pool was this
somehow,
and when was this, lately?
Maybe, I don't know, 2-3 weeks ago or something. Okay. I don't know. Really good house party we did. So, by the way, never even met the people whose house we were at, just saying. So we're over there. We were definitely first two in the pool, last ones to get out. Definitely started running through this guy's house when they're closed. So no idea what happened there, but we had a great time doing it. Those are the kinds of pics we have.
But how about the pics of you running naked through the street the other night?
They weren't pictures. They were videos.
Oh, they were?
Yeah.
How about that?
And how come my freaking neighbor, dude, she's like, I don't know, she's got to be close to 70 years old. She literally tells Layla the next morning, this girl was as happy as could be. Somehow she walked her dog at like 2:45 in the morning, right next to all of us running down the street naked.
Did she really?
Four guys, junk flopping everywhere.
Dude. Was her dog chasing you?
It was a quarter mile run. No, she just sat there and was watching the whole time. She was as happy as could be, dude.
Larry, when you see that picture I just sent you, tell me we don't look to just, I mean, are we the best or what over here, man?
And Mark Hoffman knew exactly what it's from. Late night Bub pics when the monkey gets loose. That's so true, dude. Hey, that's funny. The monkey in Paradise Corvette just passed on the screen
by,
too.
Yeah.
So, you know, a lot of good things going on here, man. We're loving it. We're having a lot of fun. You know, we've got great things going on here with all of not only just our major suppliers and sponsors all the way across the world, but just everything in our South Florida local community. I mean, all the guys down here from, you know, DVA Motorsports, DNA Surface Concepts, Morpheus Auto Wraps, TonyRienzi.com, Monkey in Paradise, all the big names in the industry. We're having a lot of fun with them, man. And just, you know, everybody's moving forward super, super strong and just creating some serious product all the way across.
So Larry Williams is probably next to our upholsterer. I think those are the two greatest upholsterers in the world. Nobody can touch their work, period.
Thank you, Larry, by the way.
But I'm going to share it with everybody here. Larry, his quality and attention to detail is second to none, just like our guy here, Greg, okay? Larry's so good. He has grown so large in 17, he just opened up a huge new facility, Bub. Spotless. You can eat off the floors in his place, okay?
Yeah.
And if you're in the Mid-Atlantic, the name of the show is?
Sunnyside Trim Shop.
That's it, right? Sunnyside Trim Shop.
You can get that straight on Instagram. I mean, Larry Williams does a lot like us here at BEM on Instagram, the social media. Before, after pics, incredible stuff that'll just knock your socks off, man, when you see the start to finish.
And it's not just the upholstery stuff, you guys. It's complete
just
cars.
Just overalls, yeah.
Bub, you should be proud of the work you put into that Mustang. It shows. Sick build.
Yep. Thank you, Larry.
Thank you, Larry. Coming from you, honestly, man, the best in the business, that is a true. Tom, I want my business to be a sponsor of this show. You got it. It always is. Ladies and gentlemen, we are at the top of the hour. We have had an amazing time. Our blessings, thoughts, and love go out to the Tuttle family. They are back together. I wanted to wait till the end of the show to announce that. Bub, you want to talk about that for a second?
Yeah, man. It's, you know, next weekend, actually, we are going to, we fly out on Sunday. Jesus, man, that's 7 days away we fly out. So we fly out to Vegas on Sunday for SEMA. Saturday, our show will be live. We are going to be featuring it with Paul Sr. from OCC. We will discuss the new show on Discovery Channel. We will discuss a lot of questions that you guys all want answered. How about Paul Sr. and Paul Jr.? Where are they now? What's the future
look like? There it is, ladies and gentlemen.
There's going to be so many different things going on. We will have Paul Sr. on live with us. You guys. It will be a lot of fun. Be interactive with that show and stay tuned for it.
You're going to like it. The Tuttles are back together, ladies and gentlemen, and Senior couldn't have his family apart any longer. He wanted them together, man, despite the drama Pilgrim TV played to make it look bad. But we are at the top of the hour. We want to thank all of our sponsors, Bubba's Exotic Motorsports, Steeda Autosports, CPE, Miami Corp, Watson Racing, Palm Beach Plating. Bub, who am I forgetting here? There's just so many of them, man.
Man, everybody, dude. Dio Dynamics, Watson Racing, Steeda Autosports, Nitto Tire, American Racing. Who else are we looking for? CPE, Go CPE, yep. Custom Performance Engineering.
Yep.
Let's see, who else we got going on here? Turbonetics, Precision, Napier, WabTech. Mm-hmm. You know, all these guys out there did an incredible job. Borla Exhaust. Everybody really pulled through and set this SEMA build upright. You guys stay tuned. Those photos, the sponsors out there, the photos will be going behind the scenes shots to them once Doug from InJupiter Magazines does that full edit. Again, he has had full coverage on it. You will see that in the next feature
Mustangs
from there.
Ford everywhere.
So magazine articles everywhere on this ride. Thank you guys so much, and stay tuned for what we got coming.
A special next week will be the pre-SEMA episode. It will all be on the sponsors. I want to thank Dan over there at LGW Media Works for taking on the new Bubba's Exotic Motorsports digital television show. We're so, so blessed, ladies and gentlemen. This is so big, it's not even funny. Robin, thank you for being our in-house producer and taking us to all new levels. Thank you to Kyle, who has now signed on as our in-house marketing and sales manager. Thank you to Shannon, our front office manager. Thank you to all the support from the Girls Club. Thank you for being my son.
Yep.
And being the best in the business. You bring me a lot of happiness,
man. All good, man.
Ladies and gentlemen, that does it for this episode of Doing It Bubba Style. Thank you to Paul Jr. and Paul Sr. To being mentors. Paul Sr., thank you very much from the bottom of my heart for being an amazing friend and being the best mentor and business coach anybody could possibly happen. You prove again that when it goes around, comes around. Congratulations on the new show with your sons. We'll see Mikey on the 8th of November. He'll be here, Bub. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for all of your love and support making this show and our daily live stream the number one rated motorsports podcast and daily live stream in the world.
Yep.
Until Monday, Bub.
Just keep on doing it, Bubba Style.
Let's keep on doing it, Bubba Style. Ladies and gentlemen, let's please reach out to touch somebody's life in a very positive manner, not just today, but through the weekend, since I'm not here to talk to you about it tomorrow. Open the door for somebody who's got their hands full. If somebody has holes in the bottom of their shoes, put a pair of shoes on them. And if somebody's hungry, ladies and gentlemen, you don't want to give them money. You don't have to, man. But you can take them next door to the Chevron. They've got protein bars, protein shakes. Get their body filled up. There's McDonald's at the corner. Not that it's healthy, but if a warm meal helps, a warm meal helps. We wish you all the best of luck. God bless all of you out there. Thank you for keeping Bub and I in the ratings at number one, Bub. Until next time.
Just keep on doing it, Bubba Style.
Keep on doing it, Bubba Style.
That's it. That does it for this edition of Doing It Bubba Style, the number one rated internationally syndicated motorsports podcast in the world. Make sure you join us Monday through Friday on the Bubba's Motorsports Facebook page from 11 to 11:30 for the number one rated internationally syndicated daily motorsports live stream as well. Until next time, let's keep on doing it Bubba Style.
Okay, Kevin, for the grand prize of $1 million, what color is the White House?
I know this.
5 seconds.
Oh, switching to Geico could save you a bunch of money on car insurance?
Okay. Judges? That's true, Kevin. They'll allow it. Congratulations. You're a winner.
Woo! Geico, because saving 15% or more on car insurance is always a great answer.